Bava Metzia, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah and the two Mishnayos that follow all deal with where the found object is a shtar, is a document. Generally, a document is an agreement between two parties. And since there are two parties to the document, it's of critical importance to know exactly who is supposed to be in possession of that document, which of the two parties. And that presents us with a dilemma. Who does it belong to? So Mishnah Vav begins like this. Matzah shtari chov. If somebody were to find a shtar chov, that means a loan document, that one person, Reuven, owes Shimon money. So the Mishnah tells us, im yesh bohen achrayas nechosim. If it's the type of document in which it writes in there that the borrower allowed the lender to put a lien on his properties, so that his properties are now meshubed, meaning they are dedicated to pay off his loan if he doesn't come up with the cash. If there is a achrayas nechosim written into this shtar, into this document, lo yachzir, the one who found the item should not return it to the lender, because normally the lender holds the document against the borrower. He should not return it to the lender, and this is talking about a scenario. Even if the borrower agrees that he has not yet paid off the loan, and therefore the document should be in the hands of the lender, because normally what happens once he pays off the loan, then the lender who holds the document gives the document back to the borrower who wrote it to him. But even if the borrower were to say that, no, I didn't pay off the loan yet, since there's achrayas nechosim, since there is a lien written into the document, he should not return it to the borrower, even with the agreement of the. He should not return it to the lender, even with the agreement of the borrower, and that's because Beis Din Nefroin Mehen, because Beis Din will collect if the lender does not come up with. The lender does not come up with the money. The Beis Din will extract from the properties that the lender has sold. After taking the loan, any properties that had that lien against him, although he sold the properties, but since there is a previous lien on the properties, the borrower can take those properties away from the person that the lender sold it to. And since that can happen, we're concerned that maybe there's some sort of a unholy alliance between the borrower and the lender to take the properties away from the person that the borrower had sold them to, so that they can get hold of his nechassim. However, the Mishnah continues that if ein bohen achrayas nechassim, if there is no lien on the borrower's properties written into the shtar, yachzir, you're allowed to return it back to the borrower, the lender, providing that the borrower agrees that the chov was not paid off yet. If he hasn't agreed, then you don't know. Maybe, perhaps, the shtar fell from the hands of the borrower after it was already returned to him. And therefore, this idea of yachzir is only providing that the borrower agrees that he still owes the money. And the reason you can return is she'ein Beis Din Nefroin Mehen, because Beis Din does not collect from Lekuchos, it doesn't collect from the people who purchased the properties from the borrower, unless it's written into the shtar. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that unless the document says explicitly that there is achrayas nechassim, unless it says explicitly that there's a lien against the borrower's properties, then you don't have to worry about that we might be able to collect from the properties that were sold to a third party. The Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim disagree, and they say, Benkach u'benkach, whether it's written in there or it's not written in there, lo yachzir, you cannot return the document to the lender. You can't return it to the lender, even with the agreement of the borrower, who agrees that he didn't pay off the loan yet. Why? Because Beis Din will collect from the lekuchos, from the people who purchased it from the borrower, even though achrayas nechassim is not written in there, because the chachamim are of the opinion that achrayas to sofer, that achrayas, the lien, should be written in there. That which it's not written in, there was just a mistake that the sofer, the scribe, made. He forgot to write it in there. But every shtar, according to the Chachamim, has achrayus, has a lien, and therefore we are concerned of the possibility of an unholy alliance between the borrower and the lender to take away the properties from the ones that the borrower sold them to.